Hello, Carl Adam here with the South Dakota Bankers Legislative Update. Week 3 legislative news. The pace of the legislature picked up this week as we passed the deadline for unlimited bill introduction, as members were busy preparing legislation ahead of the February 3 deadline for introduction of individual bills and joint resolutions. Approximately 350 bills have been introduced thus far, and it is anticipated that more bills will be dropped this week. Updates on previous bills. Senate Bill 8. This bill was brought by the South Dakota Division of Banking as an act to revise various provisions related to banks and trusts. Carl Adam testified in support of this bill. Senate Bill 8 passed out of the Senate Commerce Committee 9-0 and passed out of the House of Origin 34-0. House Commerce will host the hearing February 1st. Carl Adam will once again testify in support. Senate Bill 9. This bill, brought by the South Dakota Division of Banking, will consolidate three chapters of South Dakota law dealing with bank, trust departments, and trust companies into two chapters, and in the process will remove redundancy and reduce confusion. Carl Adam testified in support of this cleanup bill. Senate Bill 9 was passed out of the Senate Commerce and was passed by the Senate 34-0. House Commerce Committee will host the hearing on February 1st. Carl Adam will testify again in favor of this measure. Senate Bill 35. This bill was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Revenue and would authorize the appropriation from the general fund to the Department of Revenue and the Department of Health for the purposes of implementing the constitutional provisions contained in Amendment A and the same with initiated Measure 26. No formal action has taken place on this bill and no hearing has been scheduled. Senate Bill 71. This bill was introduced by Senator Bolin, Republican, Canton, and would designate June 19 as Juneteenth Day as a working holiday, recognizing this day in 1865 that the Civil War was over and that slavery in the United States had been abolished and that slaves were free persons. South Dakota State Chamber Executive David Owens and SDBA's Carl Adam testified as proponents for this bill before the Senate Affairs Committee on January 27. This bill passed out of Senate State Affairs with a due pass vote of 7-2. Senate Bill 89, introduced by Senator Nezeba, Democrat, Sioux Falls. This bill would designate June 19th as Juneteenth Day as a state holiday in South Dakota. It was introduced on January 21 and is scheduled for a hearing before Senate State Affairs on February 5. Senate Bill 117. Providing for the refinancing of certain mortgages on properties affected by declared disasters. This bill was introduced on January 27 and has been assigned to the Committee on Local Government. House Bill 1002 is intended to revise certain provisions regarding fingerprint-based background checks for the Real Estate Commission and the Appraiser Certification Program. This bill was brought by the Department of Labor and goes in concert with House Bill 1015. This bill passed out of the House 69-0. Senate Commerce had its first reading on the bill on January 22. House Bill 1015 is introduced by the Department of Labor and is intended to provide rulemaking authority for the establishment of an appraiser experience training program and the setting of its fees. In anticipation of this proposed bill, the South Dakota Bankers Board of Directors voted to support this legislation during its December 3, 2020 board meeting. Carl Adam testified as a proponent before the House Commerce and Energy Committee on January 25, and it passed. It received a due pass vote of 13-0 and subsequently passed the House due pass with a 61-9 vote. This bill is scheduled to be read in Senate Commerce very soon. House Bill 1045 was introduced by Representative Tina Mullally, Republican, Rapid City, and is to revise certain tenant and landlord rights. The SDBA was opposed to this bill in its original form as it did not contemplate prior perfected security interests. South Dakota Bankers legal counsel Brett Kennecke offered an amendment that requires any property that is subject to a prior perfected security interest shall be turned over to the holder of the interest and may not be retained or disposed of by the landlord. This bill was heard before House local government and was deferred to the 41st day. House Bill 1046 is brought by Representative David Anderson, Republican, Hudson, South Dakota, on behalf of many industry representatives and is to limit liability for certain exposure to COVID-19. The SDBA was involved in the crafting of this legislation and was approved by the South Dakota Board of Directors during its December 3, 2020 board meeting to support this legislation. With more than 40 different industry representatives in favor of this measure to limit proponent testimony, SDBA legal counsel Brett Kennecke was one of four industry representatives that testified as a proponent of this measure. House Bill 1046 passed the House State Affairs Committee with a 12-1 vote as amended. House passed the bill 60-10, and it will be heard before the Senate Judiciary Committee February 4. House Bill 1049. This bill was introduced by Representative David Anderson, Republican, Hudson, South Dakota, and is an act to create a used vehicle dealer education program and revise provisions regarding used vehicle licensure requirements. The SDBA is watching this bill to ensure that banks remain exempt from this licensure requirement. The committee voted to defer this bill to the 41st day. New bills being tracked. House Bill 1091 provides provisions for virtual currency in this state. Representative Tom Pischke, Republican, Del Rapids, introduced this bill. The SDBA and the South Dakota Division of Banking was not made aware of this bill would be introduced by sponsor. Similar bills have been introduced this year in North Dakota and in Nebraska. The South Dakota Bankers has discussed this bill with its board and at this time is planning on opposing. No committee or hearing has been assigned. House Bill 1165 creates trust fund for unclaimed property and to provide for the transfer of certain unobligated cash balances. This bill was introduced by Representative Taffy Howard, Republican, Rapid City. SDBA will monitor. House Bill 1095, House Bill 1100, House Bill 1101, to establish criteria regarding marijuana. These bills were all introduced by Speaker Spencer Gosch, Republican, Glenham, and appears to be placeholders for future language on this subject. Well, this concludes week's 3 report of bills that are being tracked by the South Dakota Bankers staff at the South Dakota Legislature. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me, SDBA President Carl Adam. Thank you and have a great week.